Let's get them. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Viridian Farm Public Infrastructure District Number 1 to order. Today's May 1st. It's 9:01 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everybody could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Adam, your chair, you want to start?
Sure, Adam Loser, Chair.
Shannon Merks, treasurer.
Scott Bishop, I'm the PID Secretary Clerk.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All First up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting. They look accurate. Do you want me to put them up?
No, I went through the meetings. I'm fine with them. I can make a motion.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Adam. All those in favor say aye.
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 Right, that's unanimous. All right, Shelby, take it away.
Okay. All right, so board, as Michael pointed out, we've got the quarterly expenditures and then the first quarter financial statements for the district. So first here is the payment listing for first quarter. Amounts totaled $170,450.64. The largest item here is the 2024A interest payment that was made on March 1st from capitalized interest, and then also some administrative costs that were paid by the developer. Moving right into the financial statements. Total assets for the district as of March 31st, just under 1.3 million. There's about 44,000 remaining available in the capital projects fund, funds held by UMB. About 1.2 million in the debt service fund, which represents primarily capitalized interest and the reserve fund. And then we also have a receivable from county treasurer of about 148,000. Quick question on this. Have you guys seen property tax checks come through from the county?
I have several checks that we've received. Yeah.
Okay. Shannon, if you could maybe send us copies of those and then we can kind of talk through the process. We'll send kind of instructions to get those to UMB, and then
Okay.
there's a separate process for us to then submit a directive letter to UMB to have those administrative funds sent to the district, which would then cover the expenses rather than the developer needing to continue to fund all of those. So, yeah, if you could send me copies of those and then we'll go from there.
Yep, definitely.
Perfect. Current accounts payable were about 16,000, and then that receivable from county treasurer is just showing as a deferred liability here. Once those are deposited, that will be reflected as a revenue for the district. General fund budget to actual expenses through first quarter, about 11,000 for accounting and legal costs. The auditing and insurance typically fall later in the spring and summer. Again, everything has kind of been funded through developer advances, and then this transfer in that's budgeted represents that administrative carve out from the property tax revenues. Next page is the debt service fund budget to actual. Interest earned on the fund sitting with UMB just under 10,000 through that first quarter, and then that first half of the interest payment again made on March 1st. Lastly is the capital projects fund. Very little activity here, just interest income earned on the fund sitting at UMB. Again, there's that 44,000 still available in those project funds. Any questions from the board?
Okay, what I would need then is a motion to accept the first quarter financial statements as well as the expenditure and payment listing.
Shannon, you want to take this one?
Yeah, sorry, just making a note. Yep, I'll make a motion to accept the financial statements for quarter one.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Adam. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
I just thought it was appropriate that the treasurer accept.
That's a good point, Adam.
Aye.
I agree. All right,
Thanks.
so Utah Local Governments Trust, our insurance company, We have a $5 million policy. So they wanted to increase our rate to 5,000, where it had been at 3,500. So we asked them about kind of options. So we can go down to a $2 million policy and still keep that 3,500 premium number. Does that make sense to you guys? We feel comfortable that we could go down to the 2 million and not have any issues. We'd still have plenty of liability, errors and omissions, all of those things for you guys. So we just wanted to run it by that you guys were good with dropping to the 2 million number.
Where are we at right now?
We're at five.
Five. Okay. I mean, personally, if accept your counsel there. So like, if you feel that's good, let's go.
Yeah, Matt and I have talked about it and with Christy, so we all feel comfortable going
Okay.
down to that. Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Next thing, conflict of interest disclosures. Has Tyler sent you guys emails about this yet? If he hasn't, he'll do it today.
I
And
don't
I'm a
think
little
so.
surprised. Oh, he's with this. All right, Tyler, I'll let
Hi,
you talk
everybody.
about it.
Yeah. Sorry, I've not sent it out to you. I am currently doing this in my taking this call in my car, actually, and my computer's freezing on me. So I can't quite share it with you. But the state legislature recently passed a new requirement that all public entity board members and officers have to fill out an updated disclosure. It's the same disclosure that they, as legislators, had to fill out. They figured, share the love, I guess. So, this is a significantly more detailed version of the disclosures than what you've previously done. And I should be able to share it now. Let's see.
It come up? I was just looking for one if you needed.
There we go. Can you guys see that?
Trying, it's coming. There it goes. Yep.
All right. So, significantly more detailed than the prior version that we had, which met those are very basic requirements in the past, only had like four or five questions on it. This one, more detailed. Best practice, as always, is to disclose. If you disclose everything, that protects you and the district should anything ever rise. This requires that you list out who you're currently employed by, were you employed in the last year? If so, by who? Are you currently an owner or officer of an entity? How about in the prior year? Have you received 5,000 more or more in income from an individual or entity in the preceding year? You have to list out some of the stuff about your spouse, if any. The good news is, after you fill this out the first time, this is an annual disclosure. So once you fill this out the first time, you should be able to largely just copy and paste it, unless there's any changes for every following year. So that's the good news. But the bad news is you got to fill it out the first time. So. And I'll be sharing this list with you guys, as well as with the conflict of interest disclosures that we have on file previously, to the extent that that can help you fill this out. So I don't know if you have any questions.
No problem.
Nope, happy to do
So there is a window going forward that the legislature wants us to do it. So it'll be from January 1st to January 31st every year. So what our plan is in December, when we go through the final budget adoption, we'll remind you guys, send them out. We can send out the previous years. So like Tyler just said, you guys will have a reference point that you can just quickly update if you need to. But we'll try to help as much as we can from our side as well, because we recognize that this is a pain. Technically, there's supposed to be a fine imposed, and there could be up to a Class B misdemeanor. Now, that's never going to happen because we police ourselves. And unless Christy's in an ornery mood, she's not going to, turn you in or do the do the fine, the imposition, because it all goes to Christy as the records officer. So, any questions on that one?
Nope.
Okay. The other thing that the legislature did this past year was we now have to have someone in the district boundaries, or in our case, in Salem City, to be there for a board meeting. Doesn't have to be any you guys. We just need somebody at inside of the district or inside the sponsoring entity to be as like an anchor location there, so that they can get on a laptop if somebody needs to go from the public. So what happened is we did have a PID, and there was an elderly gentleman who wanted to go to the board meeting. He couldn't figure out how to do it online. So he went to his neighbor, who was a legislator, and said, "Hey, I don't think it's right." The legislator said, "Yeah, you know what? You are right." So they passed the bill. So, do you guys have like a model home? Do you have a construction trailer,
Yeah,
something?
we got a sales office and a clubhouse that any of us could go to and join the meeting at
Okay.
that location. Yeah.
Now, again, it doesn't have to be one of you three. If you guys have somebody there, like on a regular basis, all we would need them to do is log on and then just be part of the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
We
If
can
you
coordinate.
could get us the address for that, because we need to list it as the new anchor location on all the notices. So that way Christy can go in, list it, and we'll be good on the state website.
We can do
Now,
that.
those are the two big legislative changes that the legislature did to us this past year.
And Mike, just
And luckily
you
for
probably already
us,
covered it.
go ahead, Tyler.
Oh, sorry. I was just gonna say, and yeah, we'll just have to have someone post the notice for 24 hours before our meetings. I think Michael might probably already said that, but I just wanted to make sure that we were all aware. So
Yeah, I
at that
have them.
location.
Yeah. So just
Yeah.
put it on the door. If you've got like a bulletin board or something that you could put it on. That way, if people show up, they know, oh, here's the meeting and here's the room that we can go into. It was kind of hard to argue against that at the legislature.
Yeah, now
And they passed it.
let me ask you this question. Does it So we've got a PID 1, 2, and 3. We've got our sales office there in the community development, but are we going to need to have them physically in the location of PID 1 and then physically in PID 2 and PID 3? Or
No, I think going forward, if we have them like in PID 1, if you've got a place in PID 1, I think we're good. Because the way the statute reads is if we don't have something like in PID 2 or 3, they can all be in PID 1. As
Okay.
long as it's in Salem,
I
since they're
mean,
the
yeah, for
sponsoring
all, I
entity.
mean, for the purpose of what we're doing, it makes the most sense to leave it in the same location, and it would be at the clubhouse that everybody within the community is very familiar with the location and would be able to see it easily.
Yep, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think we'll just give you the address. This is Viridian, and here's where the clubhouse is located. Right here
Okay.
at the entrance.
Perfect.
And so if you go to our website for sales, it's got the address right there, 718 North, 1600 East, Salem, Utah.
Okay.
And
Wow,
I
you
was
guys
already
have
typing that
houses?
email. I can still send it to you, Michael. I'll just send you the address.
Okay. 354,000 is all. Nice.
Yeah, do you want one?
I might. Definitely my kids trying to find something around Salt Lake County's a nightmare.
Yep.
As far as the notice, is there any specific details of what needs to be included on that notice, just the date and time and
Well, no, we'll send it to you. So it's the agenda that we post and go through. That's the notice. The agenda is the notice. So.
Yeah, and we'll circulate it to you well in advance of the 24-hour period, and yeah, you just need to post tape it up on the front door, wherever, bulletin board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in December, it'll need to go up a week before. Because remember, we have that 7-day window for the final budget. So we'll get it to you and make sure you guys know. And if you have questions, just get a hold of me.
I'm thinking, Michael, we might include another employee from D.R. Horton to
Okay.
help coordinate all of this. That could be the point person to make sure the notices are up and the laptop's there and the meeting room's open. I think we'll probably
Okay.
have a coordination person to
Yeah,
help go with that.
just shoot us whoever that is. That'll work.
Great.
All right, you guys have anything else?
I don't.
No.
All right, so when we close the meeting, will you guys think would be a motion to adjourn?
Sure. I'll make a motion to adjourn our meeting.
Thanks, Adam.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
I'm
All right, that's unanimous.